a deep-rooted orientation is I am an individual different from every other individual, living in this world different from me. Jiva and Jagat. If one has a certain Shraddha in Ishvara, there is one more entity, Ishvara, Jiva, Jagat, Jivaha, Jagat, Ishvara. Understanding Ishvara is Ishvara a conscious being, all knowledge, all Shakti, is Nimitta Karana, is the maker. If the material is separate from the maker, then Ishvara becomes another person. If Ishvara, the maker, all-knowing, is the material cause. In fact, doesn't require any material. That very knowledge, all knowledge, is manifest in the form of Jagat. The material is not separate from Ishvara. Whatever that is required, then Ishvara is manifest in the form of space, time, galaxies, forces, laws, sun, our system, atmosphere, life forms. Oshadayaha, plants, trees, various life forms, my own body. So Ishvara's manifestation elements and elementals. Akasha, Vayu, Agni, Apah, Prithvi, and my body. Prana, senses, mind. Now, my original orientation of Jiva, Jagat, Ishvara is to be neutralized totally. Ishvara is. The Jagat is Ishvara. Jagat includes my body. Physical order is Ishvara. The Sutratma, Prana, is Ishvara. The biological order is Ishvara. Physiological order is Ishvara. Disease, cure, come under the same order, Ishvara. Epistemological order, the order of knowing, implying senses, mind, reasoning, means of knowledge, knowledge, memory, Ishvara. Values, universal values, dharma, Ishvara. Karma, law of karma, Ishvara. The order that governs emotions, the unconscious, connected to emotions. That order, psychological order, is a manifestation of Ishvara. Where am I? Jiva, Jagat, Ishvara. Now, Jagat is Ishvara. Jagat includes my body, prana, knowledge, memory, emotions, all that is there is Ishvara. When I am aware, when you are aware of this fact, what is Ishvara? Are you not acknowledging the presence, existence of Ishvara. You are aware of the existence, presence of Ishvara. In this awareness, aware full acceptance of Ishvara, aware full acceptance of Ishvara, pure cognition, in your cognition, your cognitive acceptance of Ishvara, are you not accepting yourself? Can you accept yourself without accepting Ishvara? Without understanding Ishvara, who am I to accept? I acknowledge the existence of Ishvara. Without acknowledging the existence of Ishvara, can I accept myself as I am? Om Namaha. Om Namaha. When I say Namaha, I let Ishvara be. Namaha. I let Ishvara be. Namaha. Om. You don't even need to say Namaha. Om. 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 Tat Sat. That is all that is Om. Om Tat Sat. Tat is. Tat, that. That, the meaning, which is the meaning of Om. Is, meaning of Om, is. Om, Tat. Namo, 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 Shanti, Shanti.